Hello, I'm doing the fireside today because cool guys are outside playing with each other. So we'll give a few minutes to let everyone get in here. We can announce the upcoming invasion of Tinal. JK, we're not doing that. Does my microphone sound good? Because last time I keyed up on a fireside, everyone started yelling at me because it was terrible. Okay, cool. All right, give another minute, then we'll get started. There won't be any long, winding speech like Min's normally does, so don't worry about that. I'm not one for speeches. So mostly the topics we have to discuss this week will be crab-related topics, which is obviously isn't the most interesting of things, but there is some other shooty business we can get on with. First thing is the new Delve Standing Fleet. We are Kumi's been pinging out over the last couple of days that JU Standing will no longer be a thing. It will be moved to a standing fleet called Delve Standing. This will be for all Delve and Fake Aquarius crab defense. So anything, anytime the ESS gangs come up and show up, any cap riders that get tackled, that sort of stuff, will be handled in that fleet. The fleet needs to be up 24/7, and you need to be in the Jabber channel Delve 911. So if you want in that, you should go ahead and join it. The Locust Moons are coming back. We have set up fracs for them, so in the next 3 4 weeks, we should be popping big fracs and delve for high value moons that anyone in the Imperium is able to mine. And moon rentals will be coming back as well. We have just announced to the Kremlin that member corps can start applying to rent moons that are slightly higher value wise. And after Kremlin has after the, sorry, member corps have gotten their mitts on the moons, then we can open up to alt corps and stuff, and we can do with taxes that way. Well, our professors, they didn't. Okay, I don't know what. Maybe I just announced it. Maybe everyone's now knowing that we're going to be doing moons for member corps, so. So who
They
knows for
said
that
that
one?
they said we're going to do moons for member corps, but not that you can sign up yet and how it all is
Oh,
going
we
to
haven't.
look.
Oh,
That
okay.
that's going to take a few weeks to a month at least. What they announced is that the military structures and that corps can help the lines now with dropping military structures, citadels, and they can apply to a list and to get that done. But for the rest, nothing with mining structures or any industrial structures yet. And you should get Kumi to talk about the GEC zones.
Yeah, we'll be going over the Z stuff afterwards. The shooting business we have this week will be the SVM Keepstar. I think it has like a day or two left on the rifles, or it's dead. I don't know. Let me just check, actually.
I was muted. It's in the hole. Timer's in
Two
like 2 days.
days. 2 days. So we'll be finishing off the. That's the last Keepstar in Delve that Pappy owned. And we have three Aquarius? Four Aquarius? Aquarius.
Two in Aquarius, one in LISSEC. We'll need to move capital staging at a certain point up to deal with those. We're going to kill SCM first before we do that.
So yeah, so expect that to be the order of business for next week in terms of cap movements and fleets and that sort of thing. If you are someone that does alt corp industry, so if you have an alt corp in the alliance and you do a lot of industry, you might be wanting to drop your own structures. We're going to ask you to hold off on that for the minute. We have a new thing called GEZ, which can be designed, which is all about optimizing locations for industry to be done so that you don't fuck the indexes up, and we don't also have, 30, 40, maybe even 50 SOTIOs that we don't need because. Caps and super caps aren't going to be built as much currently, so there's no reason for everyone to have a SOTIO anymore.
Well, there was still no reason for us to have as many as we did before either, but that's neither here nor there.
So I'm gonna. Oh, Kimmy's unmuted. Kimmy, can you go for the GEZ stuff?
Yeah. I can't remember if it was ever actually brought up on the fireside before. Need a link, hold on. Oh, someone posted already. Okay, so basically, no member or corps are allowed to drop industrial structures yet. In the meantime, we're setting up these kind of, well, Min's called it like a Roman Legion clone stamp Photoshop tool kind of thing. We've got an optimized setup for, you know, Tech 2 and Supers, not that you can right now, and for building Citadels, stuff like that. And we're basically going around Delve and clone stamping them in various systems. These are going to be like kind of behind the 1DQ wall and behind the Helm's Deep wall, so the most defensive systems in Delve. But the idea is it's all going to be well-documented, set up intelligently, and it's kind of like an all-in-one system with refinery and components and, you know, advanced production, Tech 2 rigs, like you name it, everything you need to build any particular thing is all going to be in one spot, and very conveniently placed, and it's all that stuff. So there's a thread that's set up. We kind of set up a couple of them behind 1DQ while the war was still going. But everything was jammed, so you weren't really able to use it. So that's all unjammed now and open for business. If you keep refreshing the thread over the next week or so, there's going to be multiple more GEZs set up, including one in the next 12 hours. That will actually be the first proper one with everything all built in. These are open to everyone. We're going to be watching the indexes very carefully, and if the indexes get too crazy, we'll simply buy a new GEZ and set up another one. So it's up to you to pick where you want to build your stuff, but they're all going to be the same. What else? I mean, I think that's pretty much it. The thread tells you everything you need to know. If you've got any questions about it, you can PM Asher.
Basically, if you are someone who is industrially minded, then you can deal with reading a thread. It's pretty simple. The edge says do not drop structures at the moment because they will be blown up unless they're sanctioned. Don't test him. He's a madman. He will do it.
And on top of doing it, I'm going to get the biggest dread fleet we can to blow it up, and whoever dropped it is paying for the fuel for it. So please don't drop them. I mean, I really want you to so I can shoot one, but please don't do it.
A request from Angry Mustache is the anti-cherry picking rule, which is something that Kasnir and the finance team have been working on this week.
Yes, hello. So, everyone remembers the dark ochre rule, right? Unfortunately, things have changed. They're no longer so easy now that valuable stuff in a NOMS is merc. So we have updated the rule. It is as follows. There's no cherry picking. You must mine out all of the crap in an Anom, Arcanar, Bistot, whatever, before getting to the Murkoxite. If you want to mine the Murkoxite, you must contribute to the Anoms. You can't sneak in and mine the Merc after the rest of the crap is gone either. So this expands the cherry picking rule to be like a bookend. There's two halves to it now. Yes, times have changed. So, keep an eye on this. We have updated the official post, which will now be linked.
Great stuff. Does anyone have any questions? We'll start posting your questions if you have any, and we can answer them. Like I said, this wasn't going to be a particularly long fireside. Most of the people that aren't out partying are the weird introverts. So, this is why this fireside's like super fucking awkward, I guess.
It's chill. It's Minion Day.
To make it feel more like a Mittens fireside, eat my ass. There we go.
There you go.
Oh, and I want to give a shout out to G-Soul. We ran a freighter fleet. I think that may have been one of the biggest freighter fleets ever ran Friday night. We had 50-some freighters, 53 freighters, I think, in fleet. And over the course of 90 minutes, we moved 550 million M3 worth of hardware. I thought it would take us like a day or two, and we did it in an hour and a half.
Something else of note that what G-Soul has done this week is they have dropped a Keepstar in SKR. So we have a Keepstar in SKR and a Keepstar in NOL. So if you are someone with a super cap that is just returning to the game and your super is in Asset Safety in Imalin, if you have fuel and you aren't an idiot, you can undock from Imalin and jump to a Sino in SKR and move your super back to Delve.
Would like to be super clear, your super needs to be in a fleet with your Sino alt, and you need to have your Sino alt in SKR with the Sino lit already when you undock. Don't undock and then go, oh wait, there's not a beacon there.
If you have to actually think about what Tizzy just said, please wait, and we will be doing some move ops to get stuff out of asset safety for everybody in the future once we have some Citadel stuff sorted. So if you know that you are dumb, please just wait.
Just to be like redundantly clear here, if you hit the undock button in Ermolin, you cannot redock, and you can be hick-pointed and shot. And
there's a hostile keep star sitting off of the undock with 20 to 40 hostiles in it all the time. You will die within 5 minutes of them noticing that there's a avatar sitting on the station undock not going anywhere.
Caps, regular caps and anything else can just redock, so you're perfectly safe. Well, I mean, goons always suffice, but you know what I mean. If you're in regular cap, you should be able to just undock and jump, no problem. Like dreads,
yeah, carriers. If you have a jump freighter or Rorqual, you can undock and hit Null or several other places and then jump to 1DQ1 from there. If you're in a, if you need to do like a Titan, Supercarrier, Dread, Fax, Capital, or a Carrier, you can jump to SKR and then Null and then 1DQ1.
All right, so I see a question asking for PI info. I think we have a thread on PI. If someone can find it in the home ec forums. One thing that Rat and I and the wiki guys have been working on this week is getting ready to post, it probably won't be out today, probably next week, is an updated ratting guide thread. Since the last one was posted nearly 5 years ago, a lot has changed in terms of the ratting meta for Delve and the game in general. It looks like Marauders might be kind of a thing, so if you aren't skilling towards that and you're wanting to crap, then maybe you should look into that. But the thread will cover, you know, all the way up from Myrmidon ratting to Paladin ratting or whatever. Supers aren't really recommended at the moment, just because, number one, people are looking for easy kills. And number two, the rewards, the risk to reward ratio isn't there anymore. So until CCP do something with maybe Super Anoms with these at one point, who knows?
Also, keep in mind, all the hostiles just left Delph, and a lot of them didn't take their dreads with them. So, I mean, it's always been the case, but particularly now, just keep in mind there's a very large number of hostile dreadnoughts in looking for targets.
If you have asset safety in Hofhib, you're going to have to wait maybe another 2 or 3 weeks for a route to get placed for that. So if you've got assets in Hofhib, then just leave them there for now.
Yeah, leave your stuff in Hoppy that came from Fountain Asset Safety. There will be a chain in LoSec from there back to Dell for you to get stuff without you having to take gates and shit. So please just wait on it.
Was there a meta share yesterday? I'm not sure. I don't think so.
There was not.
No. Everyone was busy. You got a Goonswarm tattoo? That's pretty cool. What air of your body is this on?
It's relatively safe. It's no right dragon tattoo, okay? But it's close.
Yeah, that's pretty badass. Once it's healed, you should post another picture if it looks real cool. Will jump bridges be equal to the pre-war routes? Probably not, no. The intra-delve jump bridge routes will be probably familiar, but maybe a little different. We'll make some minor changes based on military needs and stuff, so to get fleets and responses into the pockets and areas of Delve we need to quicker. For Fountain, the Fountain Highway, I'm assuming you're meaning going from Y2 to J5A very quickly. I think that is a plan, because that is the logical way to set up Fountain, is to get from one end to the other as quickly as possible.
Keep in mind, guys, we have to have an iHub in a system for 36 days before we can put up jump bridges. So we're still a few weeks away before we'll be able to start doing that. We'll have the map nailed down before then and ready to go.
The official announcement on Mad Cow's return has not been said yet. But yes, Mad Cow's return to Goonswarm. Does Garpa still work? It should do. It'll probably tell you that your jump bridges are outdated and needs to be updated, but...
There's a new testing release that was released just after the end of the war for people who want to download a new GTS.
Yes, and the old version crashed like shit for me, and the new version doesn't crash like shit for me, so everyone should get the new version.
Okay, if someone could link that, that'd be cool. I don't see any other like burning questions for anyone, so this is like a quick 20-minute version of a fireside. Hell yeah. You can We could probably get out of here then, if everyone's done with their questions. Make sure you join the Delve 911, one word, D-E-L-V-E, 911 on Java. That'll be where home defense stuff happens. So if you are someone who's an idiot and they get tackled, you should go and join it.
There's also still the join if you're tackled Mumble channel is still at the top, and it still links to Datacoms, which is still the hangout for the people doing home defense stuff. I'm trying to push, so like home defense is going to look a lot different. Don't be dropping supers and titans on everything like we used to. There's many reasons for that. If you don't get what the reasons are, you shouldn't be doing it anyway. But we're going to have to be more proactive with subcap defense, hunting down roaming gangs, ESS, whatever that thing is. I haven't actually been in an ESS, so I don't know what's going on there, but I'm sure we'll figure it out. Filament, stuff like that, all that's going to be done in the standing fleet. If you want to get in on the pings, you can join Data Squad. I'm going to ban Ragnar from pinging it anymore if you quit because of that reason. Yeah, so like, hopefully we get some small gang stuff going on there.
Okay, well, looks like we're pretty much done, so thank you all for coming. I know there's, I've been not as peppy as a Mittens Fireside, but nice and relaxed. I hope you have a good weekend, and SBM keeps Dark Hill Mel in 2 days.